David, you know, if a parent realizes they have fallen into these beliefs, to some degree, have they messed things up beyond repair? Is there something else they can possibly do?
Sure. Everyone makes mistakes. Mistakes can be repaired. Relationships can be restored. Kids want to love and feel close to their parents. You will not lose respect by apologizing. Just the opposite. Give yourself and your child a new start. Let go of the past. Maybe you need to forgive them or they need to forgive you. Take care of those sorts of things, but focus more on their hearts, their emotions, rather than just their behavior. You know, pay attention to their facial expressions. If they look hurt, they probably are. Address that hurt. Stay attuned to their emotions. Stay attuned to their heart.
You know, I was one of those parents that was prone to these beliefs. I was dismissing my child's anxious responses because I thought they were exaggerated or because my child appeared to be unreasonable. Once I acknowledged my own errors, I looked for an exercise to heal wounds between my child and I. I found one that worked really well, and you can see if it would work for you. What I did was 3 to 4 times a week for 20 minutes each time, I'd have my child sit on my lap sideways across my legs. And then I would feed them ice cream or candy like M&M's or Reese's Pieces. This is a great thing that the kids love. And what it does is it reestablishes that bond and that connection between the parent and child. Then, as we were sitting there, I just asked them non-threatening questions and just listened to them and let them talk. It was a way to express respect for them and to show them I really cared for them. So basically what you do, just to summarize here, is you just sit down with them at least 4 times a week. You feed them some candy or some ice cream. You touch them, you know, kind of stroke their arms or their legs. And then you basically just talk to them in non-threatening ways. Kids love this. I've never seen a kid who doesn't like this. So give it a shot, and maybe it will help repair some wounds between you and your child.
This is such great advice. We all know life's not perfect, our kids aren't perfect, and we aren't perfect. Just accepting that can be liberating. Nobody should be so proud that they're unwilling to get help or give help to their child by a simple exercise like you just described, Chris. That's awesome.